059, dressing Radha Govinda as Radhakund. After coming out of the water of Radhakund upon concluding their water pastimes, the Manjris anoint Hari and all his sweethearts with scented oils and powders, and then blissfully bathe them in Radhakund. After bathing, the gopis are standing on the banks of Radhakund. The drops of water dripping from the gopis' white bathing outfits looks like rain falling from some white clouds hovering above a golden mountain. The water dripping from their loosened hair braids resembles strands of pearls which shine within Krishna's heart like his own pearl necklace. The fortunate doe-eyed gopis consider Krishna's darshan is rarely attainable even in dreams. Yet, today, we are enjoying it without any obstacles. It is inconceivable but true that the thirst of the gopis for Krishna doubles just by looking at his gorgeous face. Although extremely rare, Krishna's magnificent darshan is available to a fortunate soul. Innumerable ropes fail to bind Damodar in his childhood, but now Krishna Kishore is totally bound and attached to relishing the blissful darshan of the gopis' beautiful bodies visible through their wet clothes. This is certainly amazing. The Manjris dry Krishna and the gopis' bodies and wet hair with soft towels and then dress them. Then everyone proceeds to the lotus temple in Rangadevi's Kunj in the southwest corner of Radhakund. Radhika and the Sakis sit Krishna upon a dressing platform, Shringar Vedi, and expertly dress Krishna with a variety of flower ornaments. Radhika dries Krishna's hair with the smoke from burning aguru wood. She combs it and ties a malika garland in the center and adds clusters of jati, rangan, bakul, and golden juti flowers. Radha uses assorted leaves, Ketaki and Champak flowers to decorate Krishna's hair. After tying Krishna's hair in a top knot, Radhika places a peacock feather on top. This top knot is thick at the base and gradually tapers to resemble the shape of a chamara whisk. The bee-like eyes and lotus hearts of the gopis can never give up the sight of Krishna's charming topknot. The bee-like eyes and lotus hearts of the gopis can never give up the sight of Krishna's charming top knot. Even Krishna himself becomes enchanted upon seeing its shadow. In fact, the sweet splendor of Krishna's topknot fascinates the entire universe. Lalita paints tilak on Krishna's forehead, beginning with a moon spot of red kunkum, with a dot of black kasturi in the center. So there's a red spot of kunkum, and then in the middle of that red spot is a black dot of kasturi. And surrounding that kunkum spot are smaller dots of sandalwood paste. This wonderful tilak appears like Cupid's chakra for slicing the gopis' hearts. Chitrasakhi uses kunkum, sandalwood paste, and other scented articles to paint dots, flowers, leaves, bees, and Cupid's five arrows on Krishna's forehead, cheek, chest, and arms. These tilak designs on different parts of Krishna's body act as Krishna's net to capture the two hummingbirds of Radha's eyes. The Sakhis make earrings, bangles, ankle bells, waist bells, and armlets for Krishna with various colored buds, flowers, and leaves. Krishna's flower outfit is actually Cupid's rope for binding the eyes of the doe-eyed gopis. According to the season, the Manjaris dress Radhika in different combinations of matching flowers. They also dress and decorate the Sakhis. Thus concludes the dressing of Radha Govinda in Radhakund.